Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zachas Kalim Perchav Zayin Mishnevav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah we're learning Brachos Asabas Rachol Shishi B'Zecher Avin Shivik Kol Going Big Karv Mamish. And then we continue something that we started in the previous one. Elun Dadum Kfulin. The following things are measured double. As we said in the previous Mishnah with baby's clothing, that it has to be measured double, meaning it's not enough just for it to be 3x3. It has to be 3x3 times two. That's because since this garment is meant to wrap around the baby, so it needs to have two sides to it that are both the measure of 3x3. So we have more things that are like this that have to have the minimum shear doubled because they're two sided. And that's ampalya, which is some sort of shur boot, ufmulinya, which is some sort of short pants, umechasayim, and regular pants, vekaiva, and a hat, vekis shalpandia. This is a wide belt of sorts that was hollow, and they would put money or things like that inside, so that also had to be doubled. And one more thing, umatlas shatlay al safa, a matlas, which is like a piece of cloth that was being used as a patch or as reinforcement of the safa of the edge, which is basically by the neck hole of the garment. They would sew it on to make it stronger. So impshuta, if it was flat, meaning it was only sewn on one side, and that is pshuta, so it's measured just as something flat, which only needs one size of the shear, which means it only needs the regular shear of him kvula, but if it's doubled over, being sewn on both sides of the edge of the garment, and that is kvula, so it had to be doubled in order to be kabel toma. On to mention Zion continued to discuss something that had the shear, then became smaller than the shear, and what its status of toma is now. So the Mishnah tells us, habeget sha'arba shlesha shlesha, we have a beget, a piece of cloth that was woven 3x3 tvachim, that's announced in kabel toma's midras, and v'nitma midras, it became tami toma's midras, v'hishlam all of us call a beget, then he continued weaving the entire piece of cloth, entire garment, adding on to this minimum piece of cloth that he had started out with of 3x3, so now he has the entire thing. Then he removed one thread from the original 3x3, tar min ha-midras. It's now tar from Tumas Midras. That's because the only reason why everything here was Tami Midras was due to the fact that we had the original piece that became Tame. So as he added on, he continued weaving and making this baguette, it was all considered mechuber, considered connected to that original piece, so everything's Tami Midras. But now that he took even a thread out of that original piece, so it's slightly smaller than 3x3, so that's not Tami Midras anymore. The rest of the baguette isn't Tame either. Aval Avrasas Mishnah, Tame Maga Midras, it's considered Tame because it touched the Midras. Since that original piece used to be Tame Midras, even though now it doesn't have a status of Tumas Midras, it still is considered like it touched something which is Tumas Midras, which would mean that it's a Rishon LaTama, and that's what the rest of the baguette would be. Similarly, we have the 3x3 baguette that became Tame Midras, and then Natal Chotechem Etchilasai, one of the threads was removed from that original piece, all of us call baguette, and only then he continued weaving and finishing the baguette. So you're also talking about a midras. It's tummy because it touched the midras, and same thing as the previous section of the Mishnah. We're sorry for the damn pickup tomorrow, which the chasen test with similar dinim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.